This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Today you'll hear about how Poland has nearly banned abortions, how one man protested Wales' non-essential sales policy, congressional hearings for Twitter and Facebook are not going so great, Van Morrison releases a new COVID protest song, and Kanye envisions choirs of hundreds of thousands. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitik.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows. news@crosspolitik.com. From our news inbox, Poland has nearly abolished abortions. Poland's top court has ruled that abortions in cases of fetal defects are unconstitutional because babies with fetal defects are still human. Once the decision comes into effect, abortions will only be allowed in cases of rape or incest, or if the mother's health is at risk. A legal challenge against the 1993 law permitting abortion in cases of severe fetal disabilities, which accounts for 98% of the abortions carried out in Poland, was launched by MPs from the ruling nationalist Law and Justice Party last year. Almost all legal abortions in Poland are performed on the grounds of fetal defects, so this ruling, according to the BBC, effectively bans abortions in Poland. Bishops and lay Catholic groups have been challenging the governing Law and Justice Party, to impose a stricter law to protect unborn babies. In 2016, an estimated 100,000 people, mostly women, protested to block an attempt to tighten the law. Activists again held socially distanced protest against the proposals earlier this year and are once again protesting now. Late last year, a group of governing party and far-right MPs, this is according to BBC, decided to ask the court to decide the issue. There were just over 1,000 legal abortions in Poland last year, although feminist groups estimate that maybe between 80,000 and 120,000 Polish women a year seek an abortion abroad. From another listener in our news inbox, one man protests Wales' ban on non-essential items by going to the store in his skivvies. In this specific situation, yes, at least a little bit of clothing would certainly seem essential. A man in Wales claims he wore only underwear to a local Tesco supermarket in order to protest the country's ban on the sale of non-essential items like clothing amid the pandemic, seen in footage shared to social media over the weekend. In the video, Christopher Noden from Newport is seen walking into the store, and I watched it, in just his boxer briefs and a mask. Noden is then approached by a security guard who tells him he can't enter, only for Noden and his wife Dawn to question why he's required to wear clothes if clothes themselves are indeed non-essential. Here, listen.
Your store policy states clothes are non-essential. So clothes are not essential for shopping. Clothes are not essential. Let him go buy some clothes.
That's why we go buy some clothes then. You don't mind.
No.
What about the kids and the girls? They're matching appropriately dressed. They've got my pants on. I've got shorts on. I've got my shorts on. I'm not actually indecently dressed.
This is beyond a joke. There's children out there that are growing that need clothes. No, I'm just saying. So let him in. But clothes are non-essential. Clothes have been deemed in Wales non-essential.
One day after the government upheld its decision, Noden appeared on Good Morning Britain to defend his actions after footage of his visit to Tesco had gone viral online. It felt like I was going to prove my point, Noden said during the program, explaining that he got the idea after his wife came across an online meme that joked about clothing being a non-essential item, per Wales Online. He added that he and his wife couldn't believe that clothing has been deemed non-essential, especially for premature babies who may need certain items. So I said, come on then, let's prove the point. In Wales, you can go shopping without your clothes on and there's nothing you can do about it, he said. And so he did. During online congressional hearings with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, and Jack Dorsey, the same of Twitter, neither could name a single high-profile Democrat or liberal who has been censored by Twitter or Facebook.
For me, one high-profile... Can you name for me one high-profile person or entity from a liberal ideology who you have censored and what particular action you took?
Senator, I can get you a list of some more of this, but there are certainly many examples that your Democratic colleagues object to when a fact checker might label something as false that they disagree with, or
I get that. I just want to be clear. I'm just asking you if you can name for me one high-profile liberal person or company who you've censored. I understand that you're saying that there are complaints on both sides, but I just want one name of one person or one entity.
Senator, I need to think about it and get you more of a list. But there are certainly many issues on both sides of the aisle where people think we are making content moderation decisions that they disagree with.
I got that, and I think everybody on this call could agree that they could identify at least 5, maybe 10, maybe more high-profile conservative examples. What about you, Mr. Dorsey?
Well, we can give a more exhaustive list, but again, we don't have an understanding of political ideology of our accounts. But
I'm not asking for an exhaustive list. I'm asking for a single example, one, just one individual, one entity, anyone.
We've taken action on tweets from members of the House for election misinfo.
Can you identify any example?
Yes, with two Democratic Congress people. On
what are their names?
I'll get those names too.
Yeah, gonna have to get back to you. A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal, along with piles of other things. Have you ever listened to Pastors in Politics or God and Government with Gary DeMar or Eschatology or some of the backroom discussions and conversations we've had with Vody Bachum and Jared Longshore and Tom Askell? There's a whole treasure trove there for club members. And if you're not already a club member, what are you waiting for? Go to fightlaughfeast.com, register today, and get access to all the talks from the recent conference. Doug Wilson, George Grant, David Bonson, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine, and more. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com. That's rowdychristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, beanies, post-milk coffee, and probably more. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40. Go to flfnetwork.com, click on product, subscribe yourself, and all your friends, neighbors, enemies, as quickly as possible. Next up, Van Morrison joins the Real Protest and releases 3 new songs against the lockdowns. Here's one of them.
No more lockdown. No more threats. No more Imperial College. Santa's making them crooked facts. No more lockdown. No more pulling the wool over our eyes.
Van Morrison, the 75-year-old singer, announced the upcoming release of 3 new songs. No More Lockdown, which you just heard a piece of, Born to Be Free, and As I Walked Out, calling on the government to stop taking our freedom, and bashes the worldwide lockdown to prevent the spread of COVID-19, or at least to prevent the spread of, I don't know, freedom. Morrison makes it clear in his new songs how unhappy he is with the way the government has taken away personal freedoms, a post says on his website, and he adds, "I'm not telling people what to do or think. The government is doing a great job of that already. It's about freedom of choice. I believe people should have the right to think for themselves." Go Van Morrison. He says in the song No More Lockdowns, "No more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist bullies disturbing our peace." He sings on No More Lockdown, "No more taking our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave." In launching a campaign to save live music last month, Morrison spoke against the pseudoscience surrounding the coronavirus and claimed that social distanced live events were not viable. "I call on my fellow singers, musicians, writers, producers, promoters, and others in the industry to fight with me on this." He later deleted that post from his website, but he called on them. Come forward, stand up, fight the pseudoscience, and speak up. Speaking of musicians, speaking up, Kanye West was on Joe Rogan last week, and he envisions a gospel choir of hundreds of thousands. Listen.
The songs that we're doing at Sunday service is basically my book of hymns for the future gospel university that I'm creating, where I've envisioned and will manifest a 200,000 seat stadium, circular, with 100,000 gospel singers. And people will go to this university and they will train the way, you know, a Russian Olympic swimmer, you know, I picture like they would be in the pool 6 days a week at least, if not 7 days. But for people who sing for the church or, you know, because it's a tide, it's pro bono, it's all this, like, people don't practice that as much as we practice going to studio to rap or practice playing basketball if we're in the NBA. So it's making the NBA, so to say, the Coliseum for God. And what that, have you like heard like soccer chants and like, and just like 60,000 person. So I envision that for God, 100,000 people sometimes singing in harmony, sometimes in unison. Glory, glory, oh God Almighty, we lift our hands and give you praise. Glory, glory, oh God Almighty, we lift our hands and give you praise. Glory. But picture 100,000 people in unison, and that feeling, what that would do for our spirits, our souls, it's healing.
Kanye gets it. Now he just needs the Psalms, like all 150 of them, and some of them fighting Psalms, and some Kuiperian-style theonomy, all of Christ in all of Scripture for all of life. Somebody get that guy, DeMar's God in Government. The NBA for God, good. Now apply that vision to education, business, government, family, marriage, the arts, people of God, church. We got work to do. Have a vision like Kanye. Just load it with Bible first and then fire that weapon. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitik.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app. You should download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member and help us. Help us build a platform that just expands, that gets the gospel into the public square. There's a free t-shirt, there's tons of content, and you are supporting Christian media. Yeah, B-Post Mill. FightLaughFeast.com. Become a member now. Have a great day.